The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
George Parker, I hope at this stage that you're in a pub, given that they're open in London. Are you joining us from some outdoor hostelry with a pint in your hand?
Yeah, I've been here since 7 o'clock, doing some research on behalf of your programme, actually. And
we salute you, sir. We salute you and your dedication.
I'm a serious journalist.
Well, what has it been like? Because I have to say, the images we've seen here are a mix of terrifying and jealousy. Because you had these scenes, particularly in Soho, where they were rammed outdoors. What would have been 2 weeks previously called a super spreading event.
Yeah, no, it's been a strange sort of state of affairs. I mean, everyone's been desperate to get their first pints at the pub. You know, you can't beat it straight out of the tap, can you? So the pubs have been heaving outside, of course. You're not allowed to go inside pubs at the moment. It takes away some of the spontaneity, of course, because it means you've got to book a table in advance and give your names and all the rest of it. You can't just nip down to the pub with a mate at the drop of a hat. But as you say, the outdoor seating areas have been full. Soho has had the pavement's been taken over by streets of tables and chairs. And basically, it's like sort of being on the continent on holiday, except in quite cold conditions. You've probably seen the very amusing pictures of people sitting outside in the sleet on occasions with hats and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I have to say that the weather this weekend here wouldn't have exactly been outdoor pub drinking weather, but if the opportunity presented itself, I would have been there in a flash. The numbers dictate everything, George. It would appear that after going through a pretty terrible 12 months, the vaccine is having a very real impact on the number of infections.
Yes, I mean, Boris Johnson says that the drop in the infection rate in the UK is primarily down to the lockdown rather than to the vaccination. But you can nevertheless see that there is a correlation. People who have been vaccinated are far less likely to pass on the disease. And as a consequence, in the UK, the number of deaths and the number of hospitalisations has come down to a very low level indeed. So they have lifted these restrictions. The scientists basically think that if you're outside, the chance of passing on the disease is far less than being inside. So I think they regard this as being a step that's worth taking at the moment. And of course, there'll be a big review on May the 17th, which is the next stage in the lifting of the lockdown, when we will be allowed back into pubs. Foreign holidays will be allowed to resume, we hope. And that's the next big stage. Mm.
There is, of course, a concern that you've moved too quickly, George. Are many people still behaving with caution? The ones we're seeing on the television having the pints are probably the ones who are a little bit more gung-ho. Are most people still sticking to the rules and sticking to them quite rigidly?
I would say that, you know, one of the slightly surprising things, I think, you know, as the weather's improved this week, actually, because we're now in a sort of situation, most of the UK, where it's sunny, even if a bit chilly. What I've been a bit surprised about is we haven't seen more reports in the papers of people going completely nuts and the whole country turning into a bacchanalian sort of orgy of drink and socialising. People, I think, by and large, are sticking to the rules. You're right, it looks very crowded in places like Soho. But around where I live in London, certainly, you know, the people are sticking pretty much to the rules. You know, tables are cleaned immediately you leave. I was at a pub on Saturday. We had a two-hour slot, and then precisely at the allotted time, we were booted off the table and another couple took our place. It hasn't been quite as wild as you might have imagined. Mm. But, you know, you are starting to see the return of normal life in the UK. The other thing you haven't mentioned yet is that the shops have been able to reopen, non-essential shops. So we are starting to see town centres returning to life after months of really being ghost towns.
And we could do with that over here as well. How many pints did you get in the 2 hours?
This is going to sound pathetic, but I've only got a couple in, I'm afraid. But
is it a baker's couple? Because, you know, you needed to get a little bit of extra. That's the question. George, we wish you and all of your drinking colleagues in the Financial Times the best of luck. George Parker, Financial Times, the political editor there. Thank you very much for joining us. They are open. It looks a little scary. We're probably going to get there too. And we might get there sooner than we think.